Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm a caller with Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the community. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
32.
Thank you, sir. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Pardon?
What is your primary branch of the trade?
I'm a bricklayer.
Thank you, sir. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
And how many weeks have you been unemployed, if any, in your craft?
What was that?
How many weeks have you been unemployed, or how many months or weeks have you been unemployed in your craft, if any?
I really don't know. Probably a couple months or so. I haven't been laid off in quite a while.
Understand. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
I'm sorry, what was that last question?
Yeah, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
What was that? I didn't quite hear the last part.
Yep. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year?
About the same.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably the same.
Thank you, sir. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I know there needs to be more.
Thank you. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
And have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about last job on which you worked, do you know whether if it was primarily a private or if it was funded to the federal government or to your local government?
Private.
Thank you, sir. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Less.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could be unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or no real safety concerns?
Probably just like dust, air quality.
Thank you, sir. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Have you participated in the activity of a union organizing in the 12 months?
Pardon, what was that question?
Please tell me if you have participated in the union organizing in the past 12 months.
No.
What about with political canvassing?
What was that?
Have you participated in a political canvassing in the last 12 months?
No, no.
In a picketing?
Pardon?
Have you participated in a picketing in the last 12 months?
No.
Thank you, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Thank you. And please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from the one you are less likely to get your news. Could be friends or neighbors, the internet, radio, cable news, local TV news, or newspapers. Which would be the first one?
I'm not sure. Newspapers, I guess.
Okay. And which would be the second one?
News.
Could be cable news, local TV news, radio, internet, or friends or neighbors.
Internet.
And after, could be cable news or local TV news, radio, or neighbors?
Cable news.
Thank you. And would you say local TV news would be the next one?
Yes.
And what about radio and friends? Which would be the next one?
Probably friends.
And the last one, radio. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Could be jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, the education, the immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else. Which of these issues is the most important to you right now?
The economy.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis Bacon Act?
No, not really.
Okay. The Davis Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federal finance projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections on the Davis-Bacon Act?
I have no opinion on that one.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The UAW.
Thank you, sir. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden is doing as president overall.
Disapprove.
You will say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And what about the job he is doing with the economy? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
What about the foreign affairs? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
What about the support for labor unions?
Disapprove.
And the immigration?
Disapprove.
And healthcare?
disapprove.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I disapprove.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Would you say almost certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50, or you will not vote?
50-50.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I'm not sure.
Not sure. Thank you. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, fair, poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. And what about the international union? Would you say excellent, good, fair, and poor?
Good.
Thank you, sir. How could the union best improve its representation and service in your own words? My gosh.